you might be losing sleep.
Oh, that's no fun.
No.
No one wants to be tossing and turning. The last week or so, we have heard from you on how you keep cool on these hot nights, from sleeping under damp sheets to putting icy bricks in the bed. But with the overnight temperatures only expected to get down into the mid-20s in some places over the next few nights, we need an expert's take on this.
Dr. Moira Junger is from the Sleep Health Foundation. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Dan and Jenny. How are you?
Well, thank you. So what goes on in our bodies that makes it so hard to sleep on a hot night?
Well, to sleep well, we need to have our body temperature just cooling down a little bit. It's a sort of an essential element of our sleep that our core body temperature drops. So that's why, one of the reasons it just, you know, just makes it so hard. So the key is to make sure that we aim for a lot of circulating air over our skin and make sure that our bedrooms keep as cool and dark as possible during the day to keep the heat out in the first instance. So there's a lot of personal preferences. I think I like just hearing then you had someone talking about ice bricks in the bed, and I haven't heard that one. Mm-hmm. But people, you know, whether I think the key is to just be, you know, common sense and have a lot of individual differences, knowing what works for you. But definitely, definitely try to not wear too much at night. Like just cotton is the best fabric, or nothing at all. But just very, very loose fitting garments. Maybe just a sheet. Or people who do like to have a sheet, make sure that I like the idea that the sheet being damp, or having your foot out of the sheet to make sure you expose your skin to as much flowing air as possible.
In terms of what you wear or don't wear, I read an article recently suggesting that if you sleep naked, it might actually be counterproductive, that having natural fibres on your skin can help with moisture or air circulation or something
like that. Yeah, I saw that too, and that was from a fact sheet from the Tasmanian government. I think it's from the Sleep Health Foundation point of view, it would be very much like our fact sheets say what I just said, like, you know, not much at all, or cotton stuff. So I think it's really about, I think that argument around having the cotton fabrics to actually help with the, you know, the evaporation off your skin, that could be done with the sheets anyway if you were naked. I would really like to people, if people who are listening who read that and said, oh no, I like being naked, definitely, definitely do what suits you best. It's certainly not one or the other or the hard and fast rules. It's very much individual differences. And it is about making sure there is some kind of cotton fabric to help with that evaporation.
Yeah, very interesting point you make too about making sure you prep the room from the morning of. That idea of closing everything up, maybe keeping the fan on during the day just to keep the air circulating. We were hearing yesterday on Paul Turton's show that people are, you know, bumping the aircon up just a little bit, but then just turning it off in the afternoon. So turning it to sort of 24 rather than the, you know, cooler 21, 22. Turn it to 24, then turn it off, let the air circulate with the ceiling fan, all that sort of thing can really help.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's lots of little things. And sometimes it's really hard. It's hot here too where I am at the moment. It's like 43 today, hot night. Everyone's dragging their feet. Everyone's a bit sort of grumpy. I certainly don't sleep all that well myself in the heat, like every night, even though I'm the so-called expert. But it's important. I don't get frustrated by it. This is the point I want to... But what were you going to say, Jen?
Oh, just about air conditioning, and it is becoming more and more common. Not everybody has it, but for those who do, not everyone likes to sleep with it going because they find it dries them out or something. Is that perception or is that an actual problem?
I'm not sure about that, but I know that most people don't have air conditioning in their bedrooms at least, and either can't afford it or have... environmental concerns about that as well. There's a couple of reasons for that. So that's why we, you know, our fact sheets and our information is assuming that people don't have the aircon on all night.
I've certainly heard of families six. I think a text in saying yesterday to our station that there's a family of six that all sleeps in the lounge room. Six of us, one air conditioning and 10 earplugs.
Yes. That's the other thing about, if there's like fans and air conditioning, make sure you can cope with that noise. If you quite like it as background noise and have earplugs, etc.
Dr. Junger, how do you make sure you don't get frustrated when you can't sleep?
Yeah, well, I sort of practice what I preach, I guess, and just make sure I remember that I probably, just dozing is probably okay, and if I'm worried about how I'm going to perform the next day, with less sleep, I just think, look, you know, I'll just do the best I can. And if it's on hot nights, I'm probably not alone doing things less than perfectly. Mm. And knowing that this will pass, like I will, in the coming nights or the coming weeks, at some point things will return to normal and I will get my better sleep. So it is about attitude and our expectations and not expecting perfection and just rolling with it a little bit. So, yeah, it's just really, you can just be... when it's hot, I mean, it's very normal to be awake for short periods during the night, but people notice when they're hot, they're more restless about that, more frustrated, more uncomfortable.
Dr. Junger, thank you very much, and wishing us all a good night's sleep over this weekend. Thank you, Dr. Moira Junger from the Sleep Health Foundation.